I'm Herb Trix for WVIK. Matt Manweiler wants to make sure Quad City students learn a diverse variety of musical styles. Manweiler has a new job that will help him do just that. The artistically adventurous orchestra director for the Rock Island Milan School District has accepted a new position as education programs coordinator with Jesus Florido at his company, Latin Fiddler Music. He'll work on creating arrangements for his orchestral and educational residences, helping build his pedagogy and in coaching classically trained teachers that are discovering the joy that comes from music around the world. As Manweiler did recently for the virtual violin conference Fiddle Hell, he will be co-presenting and conducting with Florido around the world, as much as his teaching schedule in Rock Island allows. One of his goals is to spread the alternative styles visiting artist program that Manweiler started over a decade ago in Rock Island, by transplanting those opportunities to orchestra students everywhere. His administrators at Rock Island, where Manweiler has worked since 2005, have been very supportive of him taking on this role to share the opportunities that Rock Island students have had.
It's very humbling and very exciting at the same time. And there's so much that I can learn from Jesus, as I'm also teaching alongside of him as well. It's a really rare opportunity to get to be with someone that's this caliber of a performer. So I'm super excited about how I'm going to be able to develop as a musician and a teacher out of this as well. But it's a really neat opportunity, and I'm so grateful.
A 40-year-old native of Valparaiso, Indiana, Manweiler studied with the same violin teacher as Florido at Butler University in Indianapolis. Florido is 54 years old and from Venezuela. Florido combines his classical training with knowledge of Afro-Latin, jazz, rock, and fiddle music, according to his biography, quote, to create a compelling artistry balanced on a fine axis of musical virtuosity and heart. Florido's biography also says he's a live performer who has shared the stage with many great musicians and a lot of his idols. He loves teaching, and he's highly sought after as a teacher. In February 2020, Manweiler hosted Florido over 3 days, where he worked with about 500 6th through 12th grade students from Rock Island and Davenport, culminating in a joint public concert in February of last year at Rock Island High School. Manweiler got into playing in high school, including in a rock band, and started venturing into American fiddle styles when he started at Butler.
For me, that was, you know, groundbreaking, and really probably saved my love for music, because I don't know that I would have continued on if it was only classical. I love classical music dearly, but, you know, connecting with these different traditions.
He majored in music education, and his first teaching job was in Rock Island. His first venturing into fiddle styles, including bluegrass and Americana, came when his college violin teacher recommended a summer festival with acclaimed fiddler Mark O'Connor. He studied with him at conferences in Nashville, Tennessee, and San Diego, California. Manweiler first met electric violinist Mark Wood from the Trans-Siberian Orchestra at one of those conferences, and he became his first Rock Island visiting artist in 2010 and again in 2012. He says he's drawn to different kinds of music beyond classical because of the rhythm and the groove.
It was, you know, a way to connect with an element of music that classical music isn't known for. And there is, you know, spontaneity to it. There wasn't the sense of we're going to play music that was written 200 years ago and do our best on it. It was we're going to make music today, and it's going to be brand new today, you know, and bringing in that improvisatory nature of it. That was very new to me when I was in college. And it was wonderful to feel like, you know, the music was alive and, you know, yours to tell a story with.
Manweiler wanted to expand the musical landscape of his students as well, which is why he began bringing in visiting artists about every other year to work with students and play together with them in a public concert. After Mark Wood, Manweiler has hosted Turtle Island String Quartet violinist Christian House and local artists like Ellis Kell and groups that Manweiler's performed with, like the Barley House Band, Milltown, and Bucktown Review. He met Florido 20 years ago at a Mark O'Connor fiddle conference and stayed in touch.
He's a great performer, but he has a tremendous love for teaching and really sharing these wonderful styles with the students that are, you know, in orchestras around the world, because he is hybrid where he grew up both playing classical and non-classical music. And so he has a unique approach. And so I think he does a really good job of relating to classical musicians and then saying, hey, let's try something else. Let's try to add some grooves to this music, you know, and finding new ways to have classical musicians, you know, take risks, you know, that are safe risks, and to start on that journey.
And for Jonathan Turner, I'm Herb Tricks.